Meditation 3.2, the 20-minute feeling tone meditation. In this meditation, we'll be cultivating awareness of feeling tone by learning to attend to the sense of pleasantness or unpleasantness that automatically comes with anything that arises in the mind or the body. So now, coming to sit on a chair or a stool or a cushion, letting the eyes close if that feels comfortable, or lowering your gaze. And as best you can, allowing your spine to be straight but not stiff, the shoulders to be dropped and the head balanced, so that your posture embodies a sense of being present, awake for each moment. And choosing an anchor for your attention, a place in the body which you can return to at any time. The contact between feet and the floor. The contact between your body and the seat. Or your hands on your lap. Or your anchor might be the breath. If so, choosing one place to follow the breath, at the nose, or the chest, or the abdomen, and remaining here in this one place, receiving the in-breath, letting go on the out-breath. Whichever anchor you choose, simply tuning in with as much precision as you can to the sensations as they come and go and change and flux. Now, at a certain point, deliberately expanding the focus of your awareness to the whole body, including the sensations of breathing and all the other sensations that are occurring in the body as you sit. Some body sensations may be more prominent, others in the background. However prominent they are, seeing if it's possible to register their feeling tone, whether they are pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. Perhaps for a little while, particularly focusing on sensations on the surface of the body, the air moving across the face or hands. Contact with clothes. The sense of contact the body is making with whatever is supporting it. And in each case, noting the feeling tone. Pleasant, unpleasant, or somewhere in between. Any sensations on the surface of the body, pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. For many sensations, the tonality may be quite subtle. So don't worry if you aren't sure whether a sensation is pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Simply letting go and waiting for another sensation to arise. Then, at a certain point, bringing awareness to sensations inside the body and the feeling tone of these sensations as they arise, pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. And wherever the sensations are in your body, from moment to moment, noticing if they change, and if so, whether the feeling tone changes too. There's no right or wrong here, allowing your experience to be just as you find it. And once again, for many sensations, the feeling tone may be very subtle. So there's no need to spend time thinking about it, wondering about it, analysing it. Simply waiting, resting your attention lightly on the whole body until you notice another sensation arrive in awareness and seeing if it has a feeling tone. And now, expanding your attention to sounds. As best you can, registering the feeling tone that comes with any sound, pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant. There may be some sounds that are easy to register. So a bird song, for example, may seem immediately pleasant to mind and body, and without thinking about it, the sound has a pleasant feeling tone. The sound of a drill digging up the road outside or a large vehicle going past may seem immediately unpleasant to some people. Most sounds are not so obviously one or the other. So it can take some time to tune into the subtle sense of the tonality of sound. Again, not thinking too hard about this. Simply registering what the body and mind feel when a sound is received. If you're using earphones, feeling free to take off one of the earphones so that sounds can be heard more clearly, or pausing the meditation at this point to take off the phones completely and carrying on the practice on your own. Awareness of sounds and the feeling tone of sounds. Then coming back to the guidance when you are ready. Now, letting sounds fade into the background and allowing your awareness to be the awareness of thinking itself and any feelings that arise as well. To help you do this, you may wish to return your attention to the body as a whole sitting here, and then keeping the body in the background, waiting to see if thoughts and feelings arise. As if you were sitting by a river and the thoughts and feelings were floating past, or looking up at the sky and your thoughts and feelings were the clouds. So, as soon as you notice a thought or feeling, just as you did with sensations and with sounds, seeing if it's possible to notice the feeling tone of what's going through the mind. Is it pleasant, unpleasant, or somewhere in between? It might be a memory. It might be planning or a daydream or worry. Whatever it is, when you become aware of it, taking a moment to note its tonality, pleasant, unpleasant, or neither, and then bringing the attention back to the body, sitting here, breathing, anchoring yourself once again in this moment, and then the next thought or feeling will arise, and once again sensing its feeling tone before coming back to the body. Sometimes your mind may get completely lost in thought. If so, there's no need to be concerned. No need to track back to find out what took you away. No need to analyze what's happened. Simply registering the feeling tone of the whole thought stream. Pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. if anything at any time seems overwhelming. Remembering that you can always bring the focus of your attention back to your chosen anchor, the feet, contact with seat, the hands or the breath in the body, back to the physical sensations arising and dissolving from moment to moment. And for the last few moments of the sitting, coming back to your anchor in the body, resting your attention here, moment by moment. And remembering that whenever you find your mind is scattered and dispersed during everyday life, you can come back to the simplicity of knowing and acknowledging the pleasantness and unpleasantness of what's arising in each moment. Seeing the feeling tones more clearly can help the body and mind be less reactive, and so bring freedom from many of the stresses that can be so exhausting. Mindfulness of feeling tones can become for you an important ally in taking care of yourself.